Essay, Can You Bear It? By David Parmer. When I mention that I go camping in the mountains alone, many people ask, what about the bears? And while it is true that the bears live in the woods, I haven't met any yet. I have met deer, wild boar, monkeys, birds, snakes, a few lost dogs, and of course, lots of bugs. Since one of my core beliefs is anything is possible, I stay alert for signs of Mr. Bear and store my food away from my tent, usually several meters distant, in the crook of a tree. If I were going to take the time to worry about something, it would be the men with high-powered rifles and dogs who roam the same mountains used by hikers. I am often off the trail, moving around in the bushes, and dressed in earth tones. And it sometimes crosses my mind that they might mistake me for whatever prey they hunt out there. I think the two real concerns are falling and hyperthermia. In the city, we spend most of our lives walking on concrete or asphalt, unnaturally flat terrain. In the mountains, however, the ground is uneven, covered with plants and rocks, and is sometimes extremely slippery. You have to remember to have at least two points of contact at all times, a hand and a foot, or 2 feet firmly planted. The best friend you can have, particularly on well-traveled trails, is some shoes or boots with an aggressive tread, something that bites in and holds. Jogging shoes and tennis shoes will not work because they don't have suitable tread and ankle support. Another great help to prevent falling is having one or two telescoping trekking poles. The other real danger in the woods is hyperthermia. The word simply means abnormally low body temperature, or getting too cold. Most of the stuff I carry on my trips is designed to keep me warm or stop me from getting too cold. People who are lost in the mountains most frequently die from exposure. The first defense is proper clothing. That means garments made of either wool or man-made fibers like nylon, worn in layers. These fibers dry quickly and will keep you warm even when they are wet. Cotton takes a long time to dry. If you wear jeans and a t-shirt and they get wet, you will become chilled. They will steal your heat. Experienced hikers have a mantra, cotton kills. Best to remember it. A tent does the same thing as warm clothing. It keeps your body at a comfortable and safe temperature. And the food you carry, besides tasting good, is also something to keep you warm and keep your body supplied with energy. Well, I see I have run out of space, and I still haven't told you about the great things you can do and see and experience once you go camping in the mountains. Some other time, perhaps. What is important, however, is that you understand the things I have written here. Most books and experienced campers will tell you about the same things, and knowing them will let you have a good trip and come back safe and happy.